Lakuta Sicha is Chelek Yudches, Parsha Bamidbar, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. And the Pasuk in this week's Parsha that says, Ves'aron ve'zbonav tifkaid, and you shall appoint Aaron and his son, and his sons, v'shamru es kuhunasam, they shall safeguard their kuhuna, v'asara karev yumas, and anyone that is not non-kayin, that approaches to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, will die. So therefore they should be careful. So Rashi says, quotes the words in the pasuk v'shamru es kuhunasam, and he says, what does it mean to safeguard the kahuna? What is the kahuna referring to? To the receiving of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood, the burning of the carbon on the mizbeach. Those are the things that they have to safeguard, that only the kohanim should do. And also, va'avaydas ha'mesuras l'kohanim, and the services, the avaydah, that which are exclusive to the kohanim. That's what the pasuk means, they should safeguard their kahuna. So we have to understand about this Rashi. First of all, how does Rashi know that when the pasuk says they shall safeguard their kahuna, that it's talking about the services, the avodah that the kohanim do? Maybe it's simply giving a command to Aaron and his sons that they have to safeguard their status as a kohen, that they should do the things which a kohen needs to do, not to become tamei and so on, those things that a kohen must do. Maybe that's what the command is, not about the karbonis. Also, we have to understand, it looks like Rashi gives a few examples of the types of avodah which is exclusive to the kohenim. And then he says, and the avodahs which are exclusive to the kohenim. So if that were the case, it would seem that he should start the other way. The avodahs which are exclusive to the kohenim, for instance, the sprinkling of the blood, the receiving of the blood, the burning of the carbon. Why does it say it the other way around? And in general, why does he have to bring examples of avodah which is exclusive to the kohen? We know already from before that from at a certain point, from the receiving of the blood after the shechita is the exclusive to the kohenim. So we know this already. Why does Rashi need to give examples here? So to explain, how does Rashi know that it's that v'shamru es kuhunasa means safeguarding the avodah rather than safeguarding their own status as a kohen? Is because since this seems to be a new appointment, this is something new that Hashem is telling the kohenim that they must do. So, as it says in the pasuk, v'sarim v'zbonav tifkaid, you shall appoint them, you shall charge them with this responsibility. So therefore, and Rashi says it's loshim pekidus, it means to charge them with this responsibility. So it seems that it's something new that they haven't been told yet. They haven't been charged with this responsibility yet until now. But the safeguarding of their status as a kohen has been discussed at length in Parsha Emor, where the pasuk tells them all the different things that they have to do as kohenim, about tumah, about not drinking before they go into the beis to do avodah and so on, the way that they do mourning. So that wouldn't have been anything new. This would but not be a new charge. So therefore Rashi says there must be something new that they're being told. So they're being told that they are the responsible, that no one else should do those things which they are meant to do, and if somebody does, they will die. So therefore this becomes a responsibility of the kohen to make sure that this does not happen. However, another question comes up about this pasuk. The psukim earlier, this parsha in general, is a parsha dedicated to the Leviim. It talks about appointing the Leviim, counting the Leviim, what they should do, what they should be responsible for. And right in the middle of it, it says, "V'shomru es kuhunasam v'sarim v'zbonav tifkaid." All of a sudden, it introduces Aaron and his sons that they should be charged with this responsibility that the Leviim should that no Zohar, no non-Kohen should do the Avodah. Why suddenly, in the middle of a discussion of the Leviim, do we find a message to the Kohenim? That should have been said when the Psukim are talking about the Kohenim. So it would seem that something that was said to the Leviim may lead us to believe that a Levi is also charged with doing these kinds of Avodah, with certain types of Avodah, and therefore the Pasuk has to tell you immediately, right in the middle of the discussion of the Leviim, don't think that a Levi should do this kind of Avodah. This is something that is exclusive to the Kohanim, and no one else is allowed to do it, and someone that will do it would die if they do it. So what is it about this discussion about the Leviim that would lead us to think that a Levi should do some of this Avodah? The answer is, the Leviim were told to do Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael. They should do the charge of the B'nei Yisrael. In other words, as Rashi says, it is really the Klal Yisrael, all Jews are responsible for the Avodah in the Mishkan, because it's there for everyone's benefit. Everyone needs to be part of the Karbonis and so on in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. But the Leviim, they will act on behalf, they will do Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael, they will act on behalf of the Jewish community. They represent the Jewish community in doing these Avodas. Once you understand that, now we look at and we find that there are certain types of Avodah that even a Yisrael did in the past. There were certain things that the Yisrael did. What did they do? We find in regards to the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim that it says V'lokhu es adam V'nosnu al shtei ha-mezuzes V'ochlu es ha-bosat tzli esh, which means they should take the blood from the Korban Pesach, they should smear it, paint it onto the two doorposts in Mitzrayim, and they shall eat the meat of the Korban Pesach roasted over the fire. So Rashi says over there that v'lokhu min adam, they shall take from the blood. This is like in the Mishkan in the Beis Hamikdash, they did the avodah of kabbalas adam, receiving the blood. V'nosnu al shnei mezuzas, put it onto the mezuzas. That is like sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. And eating it roast over the fire is like burning it on the Mizbeach. And since we know that the Korban Pesach, which is brought in later years, in the future generations, that was the first one, and then it continues from there. And there is, in fact, many halachas that we learn about what to do with the Korban Pesach in the future generations from the psukim that were written by Pesach Mitzrayim, and because they share the same halacha. So therefore I would think that since it was the Yisraelim themselves who did this, receiving the blood and putting it on the doorposts and roasting it over the fire, this was every Jew, every Yisrael. So it becomes, we might think, that it becomes the responsibility of every individual Jew to do the receiving of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood and the putting it on the Mizbeach is everyone's responsibility. But since it's the Leviim that do the Avodah on behalf of the Klal Yisrael, so therefore they are the ones that should do these three things in regards to the Korban Pesach. And you shouldn't ask, but weren't we told that in Parsha Vayikra that Mikabola Ve'elech, that starting from the receiving of the blood, is exclusive to the Kohanim? So how could we ever think that Leviim or anyone else should do the Avodah of the Korban Pesach, which is from the receiving of the blood and on? The answer to that would be that since those psukim are written in regards to a Korban Oilah and some of the other Korbanos which are written at the beginning of Parsha Vayikra, but in when we learn about the Korban Pesach, it doesn't say anywhere that it has to be the Kohanim that have to be do the Kabbalah Ve'elech from the receiving of the blood, and therefore we may have easily made the mistake that in regards to Korban Pesach and maybe some other Korbanos like Korban Maaser, it should be done by each Yisrael, which means the Leviim on their behalf. Therefore the Pasuk has to immediately jump on this and say no, even though it may seem that the Leviim represent the Yidden, but not in this. This is exclusive to the Kohanim. That's why the Pasuk is put in over here in the middle of the discussion of the Leviim, and that's why Rashi lists these three specific types of Avodah, because those are the ones that we may have made a mistake about. Of course, at the end, he says, once the Pasuk is already telling us that the Kohanim are the only ones that are allowed to do it, Of course, it applies to all the avodas of the Kayanim. That's why he starts with those three, and then he says, of course, the rest of them, without question, can only be done by the Kayanim. The Rebbe concludes with a lesson that if the Torah makes such a big difference between the Kayanim and the rest of Klal Yisrael, even though within Klal Yisrael all Yidden are called Kayanim and so on, but still there is such a big distinction, and that if a person does the wrong thing, it could undermine and compromise his very essence, which is what is meant by it could lead to death. How much more so that when the Yidden, the Eibishter made a separation between the Yidden and the rest of the nations, that if somebody tries to inappropriately introduce a non-Jew into the community, not in the appropriate way, not through proper gear, but by just doing them a favor and allowing them to join, this is something which is harmful not only for the Jewish people, but also for people of the other nations, to this person themselves, as it says, Vazara Karav Yumas, that this could be very harmful and could undermine who they are as a person.